News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Those Christmas lights light up the street. Maybe they'll bring her back to me. And then on my shoulder.
That's the very first sound of Christmas you're going to hear with 47 days to go, folks. But the reason we're playing that is because the Grinch has struck, as the official switching on ceremony, as you heard earlier, for the capital's Christmas lights has been cancelled. Earlier we asked Lord Mayor, Neil Ring, he's on the line. Neil, we're going to ask Lord Mayor Neil Ring now what Dublin City Council is planning as an alternative for this year's Christmas celebrations. Neil, why has the tradition of Christmas lights ceremony been cancelled?
Christmas hasn't been cancelled despite all the rumours otherwise. Christmas is actually going to be more magical and enchanting and memorable in Dublin than ever before, Paul. And what's happening is there's a new creative, innovative plan for Christmas that we're going to light up iconic buildings and structures around the city. And I can guarantee, as Lord Mayor, I'm guaranteeing that people will see this as something new, as I said, innovative, and it's going to be absolutely fantastic, and it's going to bring more people into town. It's going to bring more people family friendly. It ticks all the boxes.
But this was a very simple tradition that went on for as long as we've had electric little colourful lights and Christmas trees.
Yeah,
it was a simple ceremony. Switch on the lights, it gave a great sense of buzz. Why can't we just simply, in one of the most cosmopolitan cities in the Western world, not organise a simple ceremony like that anymore?
Because and we are going to have switching on lights all over the city, like in my own area, Stony Batter, East Wall, Sheriff Street, Fiddlesbury. There's going to be that pressing the button, switching on the lights, and have that once off. That's a buzz that goes for about, 20 minutes, half an hour. This is 30 days of absolute magical buzz.
Okay. All right, let's go to Dublin City Councillor Christy Burke. Christy Burke, you're not too impressed or convinced by this. You're a bit of a traditionalist with the Christmas lights, are you?
Yeah, I am. No disrespect to the Lord Mayor. The small enclave lights goes on anyway over the last number of years. And I greatly admire the fact that we would illuminate iconic buildings, but we could also continue with the tradition of which many families from all over Ireland come to O'Connell Street in order to see the lights switch on from Henry Street, Earl Street, the Christmas tree around the GPO, the carol singing, the Garda band, the congregation. The families make a complete day out of it, and a lot of money is spent throughout that complete festive season. Of course, Christmas is going to be lit up. It'll be lit up and illuminated like never before. But I think to break the tradition of what families look forward to, and I'm involved in a petition process to bring back the tradition. So that's my position on it. It's been going on 34, 35 years as far as I can remember, and it's always been successful. They may use the excuse that it's crowd control, but sure, we've Croke Park for a lot of times of the years of weekends. We've the Dubs at the homecoming in Smithfield, and there's always a manageability around crowd control. So, you know, where I do support the iconic buildings being lit up and illuminated, that could be an addition to the traditional switching on of the lights.
Well, Neil, what do you make of that? Crowd control has just been an excuse to get rid of the ceremony.
I mean, myself and Christy are in the same constituency, and Christy knows that around our area, we have these wonderful ceremonies and great festive occasions where we light up lights. And I get the point, you know, people might like to come into town and see a once-off, press the button. And, you know, I know Christy did it when he was Lord Mayor. You come in, you press a button, the lights light, that's it. This is 30 days of festivities where, and I guarantee, Paul, and I know Christy will look back at this and he'd be the first one to say, if when this is a magnificent success, and that he says it brings people in, this is going to bring people into town all during the festive season, and that's the idea behind it. I wouldn't be behind. There's no one more traditional, and myself and Christy would be very traditionalist in terms of Christmas and all that it stands for. Christy says this is going on for 35 years. Christmas is going on for 2,000 years, you know, so we have to be innovative. And when we have this chance to be the best city in the world for Christmas, and that's and Christy would agree with me, Dublin is the best city in the world. And now we're going to have the best Christmas festivity. The winter lights in Dublin City is going to be one of the best things ever in the city.
So, Christy Burke, you heard that is one of the greatest things ever in the city. And also, can I ask you, your petition, are you getting much support for this petition?
Well, to be quite honest, it was set up by a young a political activist in the inner city, Daryl O'Callaghan, and he asked me to sign up, which I did. Now, I haven't been monitoring it, but I believe it's gathered in memento. But look, I mean, with the Lord, I'm 35 years a councillor, switching on lights and attending the light ceremony. I know Christmas is there for the thousands of years. But at the end of the day, it's great. Of course, people will come into the city, and I welcome it, and we want it. And of course, I support the illumination of iconic buildings. But just why not just continue with the tradition? It could also make an extra day. But look, let's wait and see. The Lord Mayor is right. I mean, I represent the same constituency. We're running around from November, December in small areas like East Falls, Sheriff Street, Sean McDermott Street, where the big one is, of course, to commemorate and to remember those who died from heroin, adulterated heroin.
Yeah.
And we do that every year. But I would just like to see maybe the powers that be will review and maybe continue next year with the switching on. There's no big deal about it. I just like to see it continued. But as I say, I do support the iconic buildings being illuminated, and well done to the Lord Mayor if he was involved in that, and I'm sure.
So, final word to you, Neil Ring, the Lord Mayor. Is this the lighting up ceremony gone for good? Never coming back? It's part of history?
Well, unfortunately, Paul, I'm only Lord Mayor for a year, and Christy was only Lord Mayor for a year. We'd both love to have it gone on for longer, so we don't know what will happen in the future. But I think when people see the magical and enchanting and memorable things we're going to do this year, they'll say, look, this is what we want going forward, because this really is a wonderful, and it's a brilliant city. It's the best city in the world, and we're going to have the best Christmas in the world. This Santa Claus will definitely see Dublin this year. It's going to be lit up so well.
Okay, so he won't be diverted away. That's good anyway. Lord Mayor Neil Ring and Dublin City Councillor Christy Burke, thank you both very much for joining us. We'll be back in a moment.